More than half of all Americans have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. And in some states, the numbers are much lower. In Alabama, for instance, 30% of people are fully or partially vaccinated. And there are several reasons why. Some people are hesitant or indifferent, or they simply don't have access. And racial disparities persist. So how are doctors there reaching out to patients of color? Let's bring in Dr. Dina Maxwell Stafford, who is a family physician at Tuskegee, Alabama, which is 96% black. It's also the site where the infamous Tuskegee syphilis study was carried out, which has loomed over this pandemic in the minds of many Americans. Dr. Stafford, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. You know, let's start with this idea of folks being hesitant. How have they been expressing that hesitancy to you, and how are you responding to it?
So I think when we talk about hesitancy, we need to really focus that we have hesitancy and we have vaccine refusal. We have a lot more people that are just in that stage of, I need to understand more, I have some concerns. In Tuskegee, we have a lot of people who are directly impacted by the public health study on syphilis. And so when people initially hear about this new treatment, new availability, they have some concerns. And so one of the things that I try to talk with them about is that this is a little different in the sense that we know that this has positive outcomes and that the government is actively trying to get this to vulnerable populations. This is almost the exact opposite of what was done when they allowed disease to progress untreated. Now we're saying we have an intervention that's helpful and we want to get it to the most vulnerable population.
This is interesting because what you're saying here is that you're having conversations that are long overdue with community members about the Tuskegee experiment. It was several decades ago, and still it's at the forefront of many people's minds when they're thinking about this vaccine.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that people should appreciate is these are conversations that people of color have been having as they encounter the healthcare system for years. And so I think now we're just seeing this and multiple other conversations around mistreatment, mistrust, institutional racism that have impacted people in my community for years.
We're hearing reports about shots going unused in nearby states like Mississippi. Is that also happening there in Alabama?
So I think you have that everywhere because of the mechanism by which you have to give shots. And these shots have to match the number of vaccines in a given dose with the appointments for that day. And so you're hearing some reports of unused vaccines, but what I've seen in this area is people are eager to get the vaccine. Again, you do have people who are just saying, you know, hey, I'm not sure about that yet. But I've been personally pleased with the number of people that have gone from that let's wait and see phase to actually getting a vaccine.
On this problem of access, in particular, people in the Black Belt generally have less access to physical health care. What has this vaccine rollout and the pandemic itself, what has that said to you about this larger issue of the lack of access? It's kind of laid bare a systemic problem.
These are struggles that we've had, especially in primary care in rural areas for years. You know, when you talk about a pandemic, it did get difficult because in most of your Black Belt counties, you only have one or two outpatient providers. But we also had to balance people with chronic health conditions versus people with COVID symptoms. And so that got to be a juggling act. So now add to that vaccine rollout. You know, I do vaccine clinics in the morning 2 days a week, and I do regular clinic the other days. So it's required people to become creative and to be adaptive to meet the needs of the community.
Are you finding a silver lining in these searches for creative ways to serve the community that might be used once we're out of this pandemic?
Absolutely. So for me personally, I would have probably been a slow adapter of telemedicine. But with that being said, it's also brought to the forefront infrastructure. Some of our patients can't do telemedicine because their internet speed doesn't allow them to connect. But I think overall, one of the personal silver linings is this thrust of issues of mistrust, health disparities. And so I think this has caused a national conversation to help us address these issues. So, you know, everything hasn't been awful. It's been difficult, but I think we'll come out of it in a better space going forward.
That's Dr. Dina Maxwell Stafford, a family physician in Tuskegee, Alabama. Dr. Stafford, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.